Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Yes, yes, yes. I want to thank you, and yes, you, for tuning in again for a great Joy Doctor show. Yes. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Let It Go. That's right, L-E-T-I-T-G-O. That's right, Let It Go. And for those of you that just tune in and would like to tune in, you may call 323-580-5712. Once again, that number is 323-580-5712. And tune in to another great episode featured by the Joy Doctor. Yes, tonight we're going to talk about Let It Go. What do you mean, Let It Go? Well, let me ask you a question. Why are you hanging on to it? Did I hear something? Are you the beneficiary of the situation? Now, if you're true to those two questions, then you can get instant, almost instant results. Why? Because if you can say why you hanging on to the same thing or why you hanging on to it, then that lets you know if you need to keep it or discard it. Now, come on. Let's be real. In dealing with our episode of Keeping It Real, if you know that in 2013, out of all the things you've been through, out of all the things you had to deal with, if you was to sit down and really reflect back on it, answer that question. Why am I hanging on to this? Those friends. Yes, we're going to deal with them friends tonight, because true friends are to elevate you and to push you to your next destiny. And you are to be a true friend and do the same for them. If they're not elevating you or pushing you to the next level or supporting you, number three, let it go. That's right. There's no need of having people around you just to be around you, because after a while, it turns into garbage. And you know what happens to garbage once it stays out and around you within a couple of days? It started stinking. And guess what happens to you? If you was to stand next to garbage or get in the midst of the garbage, guess what happens to you? You begin to smell like garbage. That's right. Trash. T-R-A-S-H. Trash. And you don't want to take that over into 2014. No, we want to get rid of the trash. We want to let it. Now, if it's dealing with your friends or even if it's dealing with a job. Now, hold on. I know the economy is bad, and I'm not saying walk off your job or quit your job. Don't get me wrong. But what I am saying is all the stress and the pressure, the headaches, the nagging of the people, let it go. It's not even worth it. I don't care if you're getting paid $7, $10, $15, $25, $50 an hour. You're not being paid as a psychiatrist. Neither are you being paid as a social worker. So guess what? Let it go. There is no need for you to take work home into your private life and cause it to disrupt that which is your inner circle. No job is worth that. You have to learn how to separate. This is work. This is home. Work and home does not go together. I take care of one, then I go to the other. I take care of that one, then I come back to the other. You have to keep it separated. Do not, husband, wife, take your work home, because then it causes situation in the home. If you have children, now you're stressed out because you have this great big project that you have to do, and your kids want time. You have this great big project, and your husband has to work late as well. You have this great big project, and everybody wants to socialize. So you have to learn how to, if you do have to work, and it goes over into your personal time, then you have to set aside that time from the family. Yes, that's right. The Joy Doctor is saying, do not set up a presentation while everyone is eating dinner. Do not prepare a speech while your child is trying to get your attention. Because then other situations will arise that it will not ask you to let it go. There will be a demand to let it go. Because now your attention is demanded elsewhere. And that's something that cannot nor should not be neglected. That's right. Family at no time should be neglected for outside convenience. I call it a convenience because that's actually what it is. It's convenient for you to do it at home, but it spills over into your personal and your family time. And that causes a problem. So that's what I'm saying, let go. I'm not saying let go of your job. I'm not telling you to tell your boss he can take this job. And you know what I'm saying. But what I want you to understand that in 2014, you need to let that go. So what they talk? They talked in 2013, 2012, 2011, 2010. Before you got there, while you're there, and after you're gone, they're going to talk. So what? As long as you put your best foot forward, give your 150% day in and day out, then there is nothing for them to talk about that should affect you. Because then all their talk should be praises. Ooh, he or she does a great job. He or she stays on time, stays on point. He or she does everything that you ask them to do. He or she gets here and gets in and gets out. They get their work done, and there's nothing else left to talk about. So guess what they have to do? Now they have to let it go. That's right. Now they have to let it go. Now, we come to the good part. Somebody say good part. Ooh, we down to the good part. Yes, 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 yes. How did you know? How did you know? How did you know? Yes, we're going to talk about relationships. Huh? Yes, yes. But mind you, I'm not saying get a divorce. I'm not saying leave. Be separated. But what I am saying is that you need to come together and figure out or decide what you need in your life and what you don't want in your life. Everybody doesn't want baggage. Everybody doesn't have time for baggage. So the question comes back and to you, and that question is, why are you carrying unnecessary baggage? Now, if you're dating, that's a good question. Because if he hasn't told he cared for you or show you that he cared for you or show you that he loved you, and you've been going out for 6 months and you haven't had an intimate conversation, but you've been intimate, something wrong with that. If she hasn't told you or showed you how much she cares for you or told you that she cared for you and you've been going out with her for 6 months, you haven't had intimate conversation, but you've been intimate, there's something wrong with that. You're going to be a part of me, then you have to be a part of me. A part of me, then that is not a part of me has to be disregarded. What am I saying? In 2014, I or you should not want just anything or settle for anything or anybody. Yes, you should set standards. You have goals. You have potential. That's right. You are an investment. Now, if I invest in you and your stock or the investment that I've invested begins to go down, invest elsewhere. Because I want to ensure that what I've invested in is worthy of my investment. Well, let me bag that up and break that down just in case you got lost. If I'm investing in a company and that company is not doing so good, then I'm going to take my money out and place it in a company that's doing better or great company that I just had invested in. So what am I saying? If you're in a relationship and the guy is not treating you right, he's not giving you your worth, he's not giving you your value, well, actually, he cannot give that to you. So if you happen to lower yourself to him and he's not pushing you back up to the level that you're comfortable with, then let it go. If she is not pushing you up to the level where you know you should be, let it go. Now, I'm not saying not to build or work on a relationship, but what I am saying is that there is no time for games. There's absolutely no time for foolishness. We're going to make this work or not. We're going to strive to accomplish goals that we set within a certain period of time or not. I'm not talking about unrealistic things. I'm not talking about fabricated things. I'm talking about realness. If you're in a relationship, male or female, and that person, male or female, has not showed you or opened up to you about intimate things, and you've been dating for at least 6 months, let it go. That means you would either have to work harder to get them to open up and reveal. They will not ever reveal certain things to you. So what they're really saying is that I'm with you, but I don't trust you. I'm with you, but I don't trust you that much yet. My question is, when are you going to trust me? Are you ever going to trust me? What do I need to do, or what can I do, or what do you have to do, or what can you do to get us across this hill? If you cannot answer that question, then guess what? You need to let it go. Penis for dreams and aspirations and accomplishing goals and making things happen. Because if you look at it or if you think about it, 2013 went by real fast. A lot of things happened, good or bad. But you don't want those same things to replay in your life in 2014. You want to make some real sound decisions. You want to make proper decisions. You want to have vision for 2014. You want to set goals for 2014. These are some of the things that you probably thought about at the beginning of 2013, but just didn't get around to it. I'm here to tell you that procrastination is something that you need to let go. Indecisiveness, you need to let it go. We're even going to deal with a little bit of mistrust. You need to let it go. Anything that's going to hinder you or keep you from becoming the person that you know that you are to become, you need to let it go. Have you ever watched Spider-Man where he catches the criminal in the web? Well, you can look at it as those situations are actually webs. Instead of allowing you to go forward, themselves to you, and they're not allowing you to move forward. They become heavyweight. They become stumbling blocks. They become hindrances. They become frustration. They become disappointment. And sooner or later, they become, that's right. My grandmother used to say, son, if you play with trash, it'll get in your eye. Well, guess what? I had some rough days because some trash got in my eye. And when trash got in my eye, I was not able to see. I didn't have no vision. I didn't even have no eyesight. All I felt was pain, water coming from my eye, and hurt. That's all I could feel. So what am I saying? I'm saying that if trash got in your eye in 2013 and caused you not to be able to see, caused you not to have vision, if it caused you nothing but pain and heartache and you just cried, let it go. I believe there's a worldly song that says, I can do bad by myself. I don't need no help. If you're going to do bad by yourself. Don't do bad because someone else caused you to do bad. Don't do bad by trying to help out somebody else that's not even really wanting the help, but they're accepting it because you're giving it. But if you was charging for it, they wouldn't want it. Something in 2013 that caused you heartache, caused you pain, caused you to lose focus and caused your eyesight to go dim, caused you not to be able to see, let it go. Because if you don't, it's going to do the same thing in 2014. Now, let me ask you this question. What if it gets in both eyes? It's bad enough if it's in one, it's in both eyes. Then what? It could cause a major catastrophe. Because now you cannot see at all. You have no vision at all. The pain has intensified itself. Instead of hurting for one day, now it hurts for 7 days, 7 weeks, 3 months. So do you think that is worth taking over into 2014? Is low self-esteem, is it worth taking into 2014? Let it go. You are somebody. Who told you you wasn't? And why did you listen to them? You are important. Who told you you wasn't? And why did you listen to them? Get yourself over there in that mirror and look in the mirror. Take a good look at yourself. Say, self, I am beautiful. I am somebody. I can be, I will be, I shall be greater than I was on yesterday. Who are you? I don't need you. All I need is me. So sometimes you have to talk to yourself, not out loud and not in public, please, because you know those little people with those little white jackets, they might come by and get you. But talk to yourself in a way that it keeps you on track. It keeps you motivated. It keeps you going. It keeps you full of excitement. It don't allow you to lose focus. It allows you to stay on track and to stay motivated. So if you're around people that always pulling on you, draining you, dragging you down, talking negative and never nothing positive, let them go. Now, I know these things may seem harsh. They may seem irrational. But I would not tell you to do something that I have not done. Yes, it hurt for a minute, about all, because I come to realize that the only way I was going to go forward or the only way I was going to be successful is that I had to change my environment. I had to change my way of thinking. I had to change the people that I was going to be around. Change the people that I associated with. No, that's not saying that I'm more than this person or I'm more than that person. I'm just saying that I was no longer able to carry that weight. Captivity is heavy. Depression is heavy. Being unsuccessful and knowing is heavy. Each and every day that you get up out of your bed, you should find something positive to say. Because the negative, you got to let it go. Each and every day, you should look at yourself and give yourself a firm, give yourself firm direction. And at the end of the day, you should come back and see what all you have accomplished or what you did not accomplish, what you should strive for to accomplish the very next day. 2013, you got to let it go to be able to move into 2014. You cannot stay where you are. Stay where you are and expect to become greater. In order to become better, in order to become greater, you have to move. And in order to move, you have to let it go. You cannot take that couch on the airplane with you. You cannot take that car on the bus. No matter if it was your first, I guarantee you it won't be your last. But in order to get to where you need to get to in 2014, you got to let it go. Yes, it may hurt. Yes, they may be upset. Yes, it may come back across your mind every now and then. But you can say that which I lost is not greater than what I've gained. That which I've gained is greater than what I have lost. And I really didn't lose it. I came to my senses and I gave it away. I let it go because it wasn't prospering me anything. I let it go. It was weighing me down. It was getting too heavy. It was too much. It was interfering with other things that I wanted to do in life, so I had to let it go. And when you come to grips with yourself, come to reality, answer that question truthfully. Why am I hanging on to this? Whatever your this is. If it's a family member, if it's a friend, if it's a loved one, if it's a job, if it's a duty, if it's a hobby, whatever it is, if it's not benefiting you, then you need to let it go. Take it from the top 10 and drop it down to the top 50, the bottom 50. It might hurt for a moment, but I guarantee you, in the long run, if you let it go, you'll be happy that you did. The only sad thing you'll say is, why didn't I do it sooner? Well, I want to thank you, and yes, you, for tuning in to the Joy Doctor Show in 2013. I hope that I've been a great help. I hope that I've been a great encouragement. I hope that I've shed some great light on some circumstances, situations, in order to elevate you and to help you get to your destiny. That is my job. That is my goal. That is my duty. That is my assignment, to help you see the brighter side or the brighter part of the picture. Because before the picture is developed, it's already in darkness. So once it's developed, then it is brought to the light to be shared. So I hope the things that I say or the episodes that you listen to have been encouraging has been uplifting, has been enlightening, and it will help you along the way. But hey, who says that if it don't help you today, that it won't help you tomorrow? So tune in each Monday, and I look forward to seeing you in 2014. We will have greater things. Yes, we will be doing great, great, great things in 2014 on the Joy Doctor Show each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tune in and live, learn, and laugh. I want to thank you for being a faithful listener. I want to thank you for being a faithful friend on the internet radio for Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you may email me at thejoydoctor, that's THEJOYDR, at gmail.com. Once again, that's T as in Tom, H as in Harry, E as in elementary, J as in Joy, O as in Oscar, Y as in Yankee, B as in dog, R as in Robert. That's THEJOYDR at gmail.com. You can also go to joydoctor.blogspot.com and listen to previous episodes. Once again, I want to thank you, for tuning in to the Joy Doctor Show. I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you in 2014. Until then, remember, a great year.